CLTV's afternoon edition presented by Mankaa Ambi. First, the main points. President Paul Biya will this evening address Cameroonian youth on the occasion of his traditional message on the eve of Youth Day to be broadcast on all CLTV platforms beginning 8 p.m. Potential areas of interest will include youth entrepreneurship, the digital economy, and the 2025 presidential election. And in sports, in one of the 11 matches played yesterday, Colombe Sportif of the Jan Lobo urged IS Fortuna on 4-2 to stay at the top of the classification table of the National Elite One Football Championship. Canon Sportif of Yaoundé will play against Young Sport Academy of Bamenda this afternoon in a delayed day 11 match. This story sent more in a moment, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Joyce Cleve Tata. President Paul Biya will in a few hours address the Cameroonian youth on the occasion of his traditional address ahead of celebrations to mark the 59th edition of Youth Day. This year's edition is hinged on the theme Youth, Maturity and Responsibility for the Consolidation of Peace, Security, Economic Growth and the Democratic Process. The youths look forward to hearing President Paul Biya tackle issues affecting their daily lives like job creation, youth entrepreneurship, amongst others. CRTV's top management has put all measures in place for the head of state's message to be aired on all CRTV platforms as from 8 p.m. prompt. Meanwhile, young people in Limbe have undertaken a unity walk over a distance of 5 kilometers to preach peace and unity hours to the celebration of Youth Day. While singing patriotic songs, the youths walked through main streets of the city waving the flag of Cameroon. The nation's capital, Yaoundé, is not left out. Cultural events are scheduled to take place through music, dance, and theater performances to spotlight the country's rich cultural tapestry. These activities are forged to foster national identity and encourage youths to go back to their roots. In other news, over 150 young people from the Yaoundé 7 municipality trained in computer science and digital entrepreneurship have received their certificates today. The training was made possible through a partnership agreement between the African Institute of Computer Sciences and the Yaoundé 7 municipality under the patronage of the First Lady Chantal Biya. The ceremony took place under the auspices of the mayor of the Yaoundé 7 Council, Augustin Tamba, and AIE Cameroon's representative, Aman Claude Abanda. Aligned with Youth Day celebrations, the event aims to empower young people with ICT skills for growth and the promotion of digital entrepreneurship. Onto this press release from the Ministry of Finance, the Minister of Finance informs taxpayers owing tax debts issued no later than December 31, 2022, that the Finance Law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2025 financial year has renewed in Section 19, a special compromise measure provided for in Section 20 of the Finance Law for the 2024 financial year, which allows them to benefit from a reduction on their tax debts. This measure seeks to enable taxpayers to settle their tax debt through a substantial reduction on both disputed tax debts and undisputed tax debts. In this regard, he invites them to submit a request to the attention of the Director General of Taxation in order to obtain the following benefits. For contested tax debts before the administration, heads of regional centers, director of large enterprises, Director General of Taxation, Minister of Finance, a 50% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 3 months. For contested tax debt before the courts, administrative court and Supreme Court, a 65% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 3 months. For uncontested tax debt of public and parapublic entities, including decentralized territorial collectivities, a 70% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 12 months. For uncontested tax debt of private entities, a 50% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over 12 months. The Minister of Finance reminds the aforementioned taxpayers of the availability of the tax administration to provide them with ongoing assistance in meeting their tax obligations and urges them to take advantage of the opportunity to pay off their tax debts, especially public entities and decentralized territorial collectivities. As part of its commitment to the modernization and the continuous improvement of services provided to taxpayers, the Ministry of Finance informs the public that a satisfaction survey will be conducted from January 28th to February 10, 2025 across the entire national territory. The survey, which will be conducted online by an independent consultant, aims to gather taxpayers' feedback on the quality of services delivered by the tax administration and to identify key areas for improvements. It is part of ongoing efforts by the authorities to strengthen transparency, efficiency, and closeness between the tax administration and its users. The Minister of Finance therefore invites all taxpayers to actively collaborate with the survey team. He assures them that the information collected will be treated confidentially and used solely to enhance the performance of the tax administration. The Minister of Finance thanks taxpayers in advance for their cooperation and relies on everyone's civic responsibility to contribute to the success of this initiative. In news out of the country, the bodies of at least 28 migrants have been recovered from a mass grave in a desert in southeast Libya. According to the country's attorney general, the grave was discovered days after another mass grave with 19 bodies found on a farm in the same city. One Libyan and two foreigners have been arrested. In sports, football, Canon Sportif of Yaounde welcomes Young Sports Academy of Bamenda this afternoon at the annex of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in a delayed day 11 matches of the National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon. In the meantime, Colon Sportif of the Nja and Lobo have consolidated their lead on the league standings after edging AS Fortuna on full 2-1 yesterday in Yaounde in one of the 11 matches. The Sangmilima outfit are topping with 24 points, followed by Gazelle FA of Garoua with 21 points. That ends the bulletin with Joyce Cliff Tata. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Manka'a Ambe.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
You're welcome back to Journals. The expectations of Cameroonian youth have reached fever pitch as they look forward to the traditional Youth Day message from the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, tonight. As in previous editions of Youth Day celebration, President Paul Biya will honor the appointment and will use the occasion to address the concerns of his young compatriots. In the following report, Unity Palace correspondent Aminkeng Edward speculates on the possible issues that the President's message could contain tonight.
There is absolutely no doubt that the favorite rendezvous each year with Cameroonian youth is very close to the heart of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. Not only as the President of the Republic, but also as a very concerned father who has attributed to himself the responsibility of keeping his children on the right path. Which children President Paul Biya considers as the present and the future of Cameroon. With this in mind, President Paul Biya has always, over the years, centered his message to the youth around three main structural issues. Number one, education. Understandably so, because of the importance that he attaches to the sector, and a sector that consumes the bulk of the state budget. Number two, the integration of young Cameroonians into the job market, which of course is the legitimate aspiration of every youth upon graduation from school. And number three, the participation of young people in nation building, because indisputably they are and remain the future leaders of the nation. These are the possible areas that the President of the Republic will likely address with emphasis, mindful of the needs and aspiration of the Cameroonian youth. In his fatherly posture, President Paul Biya will undoubtedly remain consistent in his role as a pedagogue by preaching the doctrine of respect of civic and moral values to his young compatriots and to condemn the irresponsible and deviant behavior first gaining grounds amongst the youth, particularly drug abuse and indiscipline. With upcoming political consultations in Cameroon, it may just be a propitious moment, why not, for the head of state to call on his young compatriots to get themselves registered for the elections and perhaps most importantly, contribute towards the preservation of peace and unity before, during and after the elections. And if you care to know what could be the composure of President Paul Biya tonight on stage, his charisma and personality on stage have always been magisterial and captivating with a sound mastery of the subject.
Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward reporting there. The head of state's message to the youth is a well-established tradition in Cameroon. Alvin Jembonde examines the significance of this tradition in line with the preoccupations facing young Cameroonians.
From the heights of his presidential functions to the depth of the country's nooks and crannies where reside young Cameroonians, President Paul Biya's message to the youth is one in which he dissects, orientates, advises, instructs, cautions, and delivers hope. It is a privileged moment he traditionally uses to prove to young Cameroonians that he is not oblivious to their problems. In dissecting such difficulties, notably those linked to unemployment and opportunities, he also cautions in what he sees as their wrongs, questions of illegal immigration, consumption of hard drugs and alcohol, the inappropriate use of the social media, and gross disrespect for state authority are some of the ills he has addressed in recent times. It is a moment of parental guidance, which comes with major orientations as to where to go to, how to tackle the numerous challenges of the time, and what the state offers as solutions and opportunities for a better life, what he sees and how he sees them, and how his message is received by the youth is a moment which traditionally makes February the 10th special. And so it is a tradition of a president and a parent talking to his young citizens and children that will be respected tonight.
Albert Njembonde reporting as Cameroonian youth in and the diaspora awaits the head of state's message tonight. The Cameroon Radio Television, the CRTV, has taken special measures to broadcast the message on all its platforms. Go Henry talked to some officials of the CRTV and put together the following report.
On this special day for Cameroonian youth, the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV, has taken special measures to broadcast the head of state's address. The Director General, Charles Ndungu, has mobilized the staff at the central level as well as those in all the 10 regions to ensure a huge free broadcast of the message of President Paul Biya to the youth.
Amadou Baiza, Director of Technical Department TV.
CRTV took all technical and human special measures.
Marcel Issa is the Director of Technical Department Radio.
The links with Mbala 2 are already established. We will produce under our local generator to avoid power failure. In the regional stations, everything is being done to ensure that the same signal will be broadcast live.
There shall be special shifts on radio, television, and web before and after the message. Evelyn Meng Akung is the Director of Television News Department.
We have a content proposition that starts from 6 p.m. at the National Museum, where you have the youth village with a special broadcast that will take us all around the country, reports on what the government have been doing from 7:40 to 10 p.m. and then discussions around with our guests.
Take the appointment with the CRTV at 8 p.m. this Monday.
Go Henry. Youth in Limbe have marked their attachment to national unity and the consolidation of peace in a unity walk. Walking through major streets of Limbe over a distance of 5 kilometers, the unity walk saw young people chant patriotic songs brandishing the national flag of Cameroon. Emmanuel Avemue was part of the walk and now reports.
Before the Alfred Seka Monument, he who founded and named this town Victoria in 1858, youths in Limbe gather not just for a show of friendship the town is reputed for, but to manifest their attachment to fatherland.
And five, okay, keep it up. 1, 2, 3, let's go, 4.
It is the eve of the Youth Day, and the young people in Limbe find no other better way than the streets to preach the message of consolidating peace and national unity to their PEAs and other inhabitants. Administrative authorities like the FACO Senior Divisional Officer Vian Minkala are at the fore.
To encourage our youth that are doing enough for the conservation of peace, unity work, it goes in line with the National Amunas Program that was elaborated by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. They have also organized sociocultural activities.
8 kilometers or thereabout on foot from the SDO's office, Manga Williams Avenue, Church Street, through half mile to the roundabout and back, they fly high the flag of Cameroon while chanting patriotic songs. A feeling of satisfaction animates most of them at the end of the unity walk.
I came to work because tomorrow is the youth day and all youths have to show their patriotism.
A bonfire is scheduled later today at the municipal stadium in Limbe. Emmanuel Avemye reporting from Limbe.
From the southwest to the littoral, where youths are expecting President Paul Biya to talk about employment opportunities, peace during the electoral period, moral rearmament, and the creation of more training centers. Rabia Tujingi sampled their opinions, and here's a report.
It is a bright 10th of February morning in some major crossroads and roundabouts in the economic capital. At the Corps Public Daido, one can see small shopkeepers and bike riders going about their different businesses since the early hours of the day. They all have in mind tonight's message by the head of state.
I am a network engineer, but I find myself selling clothes because there is no employment. It's not like we are incompetent. Of course, we are competent. But there is no opportunity. I am a certified electrician, but I hide my bike to create myself employment.
If employment is at the heart of their expectations, some youths want more financial support and training.
Let's create training centers. The National Employment Fund does not finance training like before. If Cameroon loses all its intellectuals, who then will develop the country?
The youth in Douala remain hopeful that their expectations will be met when the head of state delivers his speech tonight. Douala, Rabia Tujingi for CRTV News.
And to Ebulova now, the head of state's traditional address to the youth is eagerly being awaited. The speech will be broadcast live on a giant screen for the public to watch at the Paul Biya Square in the presence of Governor Felix Ngelengele. Salas Mkwain.
Hours before the head of state's speech to the youth, young people in the town of Ebulova have their eyes fixed on Yaoundé.
I'll be there at 8 p.m. to watch the speech. In fact, I'll make sure that my sister will be there.
A downtown square known as Paul Biya Square is undergoing a major transformation from decoration to the setting up of a giant screen. Boris Champagne Lom is the promoter of the recreational site, which is known for its exquisite cuisine, rotisserie, and ice cream. We have a giant screen, large enough to enable them to follow in real time the speech of the President of the Republic. A special seat has also been reserved for the chief executive of the region, Governor Felix Ngelengele, at the front.
It's always a great moment to hear about how the nation is doing efforts to streamline the future of the youth. So for me, I will be at the Square Paul Biya at 19:30.
The speech will be broadcast live at the square and elsewhere in the town of Ebulova and will be followed by hundreds of young Cameroonians. Silas Nkwain, CRTV News.
Young people in Gounderi say they are eagerly waiting to listen to the head of state tonight in their homes, while others say they will go to the governor's residence for that purpose in order not to miss out on any information sent out by President Paul Biya. Ellis Wajibanmia.
In the lead-up to the president's speech this evening, the youth in Gounderi are preparing to grab every second of the moment in diverse locations.
At 8 p.m., we'll be very far from the hustle and bustle of the day. I'll come back home at 7:45 p.m., so I'll be on my sofa, God willing, waiting for that address.
I'll be at home to watch the president's speech, probably with a couple of friends.
Others have been expressing a wide range of hopes and concerns they hope the president will address.
I would like to hear the president talk about job creation, laying more emphasis on providing a very, very good environment for the youth of Cameroon to be more creative, for them to express themselves.
Give more confidence to youth and many of them looking for jobs.
To ensure that as many young people as possible can be part of this important occasion, officials of the Adamawa Delegation of Youth Affairs and Civic Education are taking steps to make the event more accessible. Giant screens will be set up at strategic locations, including the residence of the Adamawa governor, where youths from various parts of Gounderi can gather to watch the speech together. With the speech just hours away, the youth of Gounderi stand ready to listen and watch attentively, hoping that the president's words will mark a turning point in their quest for a brighter future. Ellis Wajibanmia, CRTV News, Gounderi.
And as part of activities for Youth Day tomorrow, some artists will be performing at various musical shows. The goal is to highlight the creativity, energy, and diversity of the youth. Apongsi Ate tells us more.
The National Museum in Yaoundé is abuzz with cultural activities, offering visitors a glimpse into Cameroon's rich heritage. From exploring the country's history to experiencing traditional art, there is something for everyone. Music lovers can also enjoy local performances showcasing Cameroonian rhythms, while community gatherings feature traditional dances. Meanwhile, the Cameroonian music scene is heating up with upcoming concerts. Tenor, one of Central Africa's hottest rappers, aims to fill the 3,000 capacity room the Aja Stadium in the Nord region this evening. Meanwhile, music playing. Salatiel celebrates 10 years of professional singing at the Moliko Stadium in Boya on Friday 14th, 2025. Kosi, known for his impressive work ethics, will host his first ever concert in Douala at the Canal Olympia March 15. These cultural activities and concerts promise to showcase the best of Cameroon's rich heritage and vibrant scenes.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Over 280 newly appointed young parliamentarians and senators have been drilled on innovative approaches to strengthening trust as a key factor in thriving leadership, political stability, and economic growth. The event that held at the National Museum in Yaoundé today was organized by a non-governmental organization known as Trust Inside. The event, which took place under the chair of the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, seeks to empower young people in three critical areas: leadership development, youth entrepreneurship, peace building, and social cohesion. The CEO of Trust Inside, Pierre Winicky, in this excerpt selected by Leslie Magny, expatiates on the workshop.
If you don't trust yourself, can you create your company? Can you convince investors to put money in your company, obtain your first client? If the client doesn't trust your company and yourself, of course not. So trust is key in startups' success. Trust so far remained a very vague notion. Today, the Tree of Trust model, which was initiated by Trust Inside, presented in this book, The Path of Trust, presents this model of the Tree of Trust, and that helped present the seven key levers of a trust culture and trust practices, helps learn how to measure trust and how to build or rebuild trust, especially when you're starting your own company.
The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, has initiated a training program for teachers in Cameroon to enhance awareness and advocacy for child's rights, over children's rights. The session is designed to provide educators with the necessary knowledge and resources to incorporate children's rights into their academic work and teaching practices. Details with Comfort Ichima.
The training program for lecturers for the University of Yaoundé 1 focuses on the principle of Child Rights Convention and the critical role of these centers in advocating and protecting children's rights. According to UNICEF's Child Rights Master Trainer Eterine Kitkalia, this initiative marks the beginning of a long-term commitment to strengthening child rights education in Cameroon.
The content of the training is the Child Rights Convention, providing basic knowledge about the Child Rights Convention and also giving examples and sharing the experience of how child rights centers played a significant role in promotion of child rights, also in the potential of the child right.
The training is part of a collaboration between UNICEF, universities, and local stakeholders aimed at setting up child rights centers in every region. These centers will serve as hubs for advocacy, supporting services, and solutions to local challenges affecting children. This initiative is seen as a major step forward in reinforcing child protection and ensuring children's rights are recognized and upheld throughout Cameroon.
Comfort Ichima reporting. And in sports, Colombo of Dijan Lobo continued their lead on the classification table of the National Elite One Football Championship following their 2-1 win over AS Fortuna Omfu. The match counted for one of the 11 games of the competition played yesterday. Gazelle of Garoua held Cotonspor of Garoua to a 3-3 draw to keep their second spot on the classification table. More on that with Ben Collins near Berewo.
With tact, determination and fighting spirit, Colombe Sportive of Deja and Lobo led their game against AS Fortuna Omfu and the annex of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. From the start, the much-needed goal came during the second half. After AS Fortuna's equalizer, Colombe grabbed the 3 points and maintained their top spot with 24 points ahead of Gazelle FA of Garoua, who came from behind to equalize against city rivals Cotonspor of Garoua. Gazelle are second with 21 points, while Cotonspor of Garoua occupy the third position with 20 points. Pante Sportif of Dende and Dinamo of Douala pulled a goalless draw in Douala. The Zoumantos are fifth with 17 points, while the Bon Banjob sit 10th with 13 points. Union Sportif of Douala were sent back to the relegation zone by star Renato of Milo, who overpowered them 1-0. The same score separated Victoria United of Limbe from Bambutus of Buda at the Centenary Stadium in favour of the Mangwa Boys, while Victoria United suffered their third consecutive defeat. Astro Football Club of Douala added salt to the injuries of Aigle Royal of the Mungu. The Brazilian Boys of Bepanda defeated Aigle 1-0 at Milong and kept them in the relegation zone.
Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again, the main points. President Paul Biya will this evening address Cameroonian youth on the occasion of his traditional message on the eve of Youth Day to be broadcast on all CRTV platforms beginning 8 p.m. Potential areas of interest will include youth entrepreneurship, the digital economy, and the 2025 presidential election. In one of the 11 matches played yesterday, Colombe Sportif of the Jean Lobo urged AS Fortuna Omfu 2 goals to want to stay at the top of the classification table of the National Elite One Football Championship. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Juleika Umaru Aliou.
Bon après-midi. Ce 10 février 2025 au soir, les jeunes du Cameroun dans leur ensemble auront comme à l'accoutumée l'oreille tendue à l'écoute du traditionnel message du chef de l'État à leur intention. Une communication liée à chaque célébration de la fête de la jeunesse et dont les annonces, contours et orientations font office de fil conducteur de ce que sera l'année en milieu jeune. Entre espoir et expectation, le discours du président Paul Biya se positionne donc comme un rendez-vous charnière marquée de régulation et projection pour le fer de lance de la nation. Un discours qui sera projeté ce soir en direct du Musée national et en présence du ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique, Mounouna Foutso, qu'accompagne un parterre d'invités et de nombreux jeunes. Dans les 10 régions du pays, les populations attendent impatiemment l'adresse du chef de l'État. La jeunesse, elle s'organise en charter pour se rendre dans les lieux publics afin de voir et d'écouter de façon groupée les conseils et messages du père de la nation. À la Cameroun Radio Télévision de la CRTV, aucune fausse note ne sera permise. Toutes les dispositions ont été prises pour permettre aux Camerounais en général et aux jeunes en particulier de suivre l'adresse du chef de l'État. Les plateaux spéciaux en avant et après sont aménagés à cette occasion. 280 parlementaires juniors, dont 100 députés et 180 sénateurs, ont été édifiés ce matin au Musée national sur le modèle de l'arbre de confiance, le leadership, les opportunités d'entrepreneuriat jeune en matière d'économie verte et la paix. Jeunesse et TIC, plus de 150 jeunes de la commune de Yaoundé 7e formés en informatique, civisme numérique et entrepreneuriat digital. Ils reçoivent ce lundi leurs attestations de fin de formation dans le cadre du projet MIGEF 2035 dont la première dame Chantal Biya en est la marraine nationale. Et puis en sport football, Colombe du Jai Lobo conserve le fauteuil de leader du championnat national Elite One grâce à sa victoire 2-1 devant AS Fortuna lors de la 11e journée. Le derby du Nord entre Gazelle Football Academy et Coton Sport de Garoua s'est soldé sur le score de parité 3 buts partout. Voilà l'essentiel à retenir de l'actualité de cette mi-journée. Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi à tous.